Good morning. It's Thursday, September 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The US government is bracing for a possible shutdown. A leaked White House memo instructs federal agencies to draft reduction in force plans for programs without alternative funding, warning of permanent firings for work not aligned with President Trump's priorities. Congress faces a September 30th deadline to pass a budget after Senate Democrats blocked a temporary House measure demanding restored healthcare funds cut by Trump's July mega bill. Trump canceled a planned meeting with Democratic leaders, calling their demands ridiculous. Democrats accuse the White House of intimidation tactics. Agencies are now preparing for October 1st, when funding runs out. Another news, a stalled escalator, a failed teleprompter, and a silent audio feed. President Donald Trump says his visit to the UN General Assembly on Wednesday was marred by triple sabotage and wants an official investigation. He claims someone intentionally stopped an escalator as he and First Lady Melania stepped on, triggering security fears. UN officials said a safety function may have been tripped by Trump's own videographer, while the teleprompter belonged to the US delegation. Trump vowed to send a letter to Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanding answers. The UN has pledged to review the incidents as tensions simmer around the world. A drone launched from Yemen slammed into Israel's southern resort city of Eilat on Wednesday, wounding 22 people in a busy tourist area. Israel's military confirmed its air defenses failed to intercept the device, the second such strike in days. Victims range from mild to severe shrapnel injuries. According to emergency services, no group immediately claimed responsibility, but Yemen's Houthis have launched repeated missile and drone attacks since the Gaza conflict escalated. Israel's defense minister vowed retaliation, saying the rebels will learn the hard way. The strike has renewed calls in Israel for stronger air defense in the south. Another news. Air travel chaos gripped Scandinavia late Monday when large unidentified drones appeared over Copenhagen and Oslo airports, forcing hours-long shutdowns. Dozens of flights were diverted or canceled, leaving thousands stranded. Danish police say the drones vanished on their own but called the incident the most serious attack yet on national infrastructure. Authorities are investigating possible foreign links, including speculation about Russia after recent airspace violations in Eastern Europe. Norway's Oslo airport also reopened after similar sightings, though delays linger. Both governments are working with military and intelligence services to trace the origin of the mysterious aircraft. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.